have the full vision towards making peace in Yemen. We have also to find out ways for the regional powers surrounding Yemen, in particular Iran and the Gulf state, and in particular Saudi Arabia, how they can meet together and to find solution for the current situation, not only in Yemen, but also in the other countries where they have their own clashes there. Third thing, we have to encourage Gamal bin Omar and the UN, the United Nations, how to come to be present on the ground in Yemen, to do all the possible things to secure the peace now, because the people, they cannot suffer more than that. Now what is doing there is only towards the catastrophe or disaster that we have to stop it, because any disaster in Yemen will continue to the Gulf states, and it will be then continue to the other regional also states around Yemen. So first of thing, Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi now, he is now in Aden. Aden is a safe place until now for the political process in order to make a balance where they have that time did ignore the South from the political process. And now you find it possible for all parties, even the South, to come to the political process and to join it. And then I think that we can find a good solution for it.
Okay, Mr. Masfari, we'll try and fix that audio difficulty that you're facing. Till then, Mr. Al-Ahmad, as Mr. Masfari pointed out, Aden can be a seat where you can have inclusion of the South within the political process. But is that the only way to include the South? Because let's not forget the all-inclusive transitional process that was produced, that was proposed by the Houthis or the Ansarullah movement, spoke of forming a council that gives voice to the people that have been marginalized, be they from the South, be they women, be they other tribal regions.
I think that is really a good equation for solving Yemeni problems, that all components of the Yemeni societies, regional, tribal, religious, sectarian, even gender, must be represented. I think every region of Yemen should elect its own representative to the national dialogue, to the national council, but such process needs to be preceded by a dialogue. That dialogue should not take place in any neighboring country. You have seen what is the outcome of the so-called GCC initiative. It was the election of really a puppet president, that is Hadi, that was not strong enough, that was not national enough, that continued the same previous policies and which brought us to this situation today. So really, you cannot trust the GCC countries, the Gulf monarchies, to want well for Yemen. I think the United States should realize that if the U.S. is really concerned about Yemen's stability, the stability of Yemen, and the fight of terrorism and Al-Qaeda in Yemen, they should not adopt the GCC narrative on Yemen. They should support the Yemeni narrative on Yemen. And that is done through supporting a dialogue outside the region, like I said, in Germany, and allow Yemenis to take hold of their country and to support their ambition for a political system that brings everyone in. And I think the Saudis are not going to let that happen without sincere, frank, and clear American position that we don't support your position in Yemen, we support Yemeni position in Yemen. And that is going to take a lot of political will. I don't know if the U.S. is ready to do that, But I think Germany is willing to give it a try, and I think Yemenis should be the first. This is, you know, this is a story we've seen before in other countries, where Yemenis will fail, their country will fail. They should not behold their goals for Saudi priorities or American priorities or any other priorities.
Well, Mr. Al-Ahmad, let me just jump in there. You've mentioned the Saudi influence a couple of times now when it comes to Abdul Rabbu Mansour Hadi. Can Hadi be part of any dialogue process if the Saudi influence continues to persist?
I think he should be involved, but not as a president. Again, he is not the president of Yemen anymore, regardless of what some governments say he is the legitimate president. That chapter has closed. He could be a participant in the dialogue as a representative of his supporters. Obviously, we cannot exclude him, but he is not the president of the country anymore. And that's something I think he should accept, and the United States as well should accept. This is reality. You know, we're talking about this is the issue here. Who controls the country? Who runs it? We need to admit to the realities of the situation in Yemen, that Hadi is no longer the president. I don't think we should exclude him. He should not be excluded, but he should not be presented as the legitimate president of Yemen, because his election was not fair. It was not legitimate because it was done really by outside powers who wanted to continue the policies in Yemen, the Saudi and GCC policies in Yemen.
All right, Mr. Al-Masfari, your opinion on whether Yemen can go forward as long as Hadi continues to claim he's president?
I think Hadi, until now, he is the legitimate president in front of the regional and international community. Even though that I myself have my own visions and positions about him, nevertheless, I mean, now we have to find and to push. And this is the only way. The peaceful dialogue, the political dialogue, is the only gateway towards finding out solutions for the current situation, not only in Yemen, but also in the south, because the people, the society in the south, is suffering long time ago from what has been happening also in the south, in particular since the 7th of July, 1994. And I am 100% sure that if we push all the parties towards going to the dialogue as quickly as possible now, we will cut and block all the ways towards the war. Because without dialogue, the war is the only way. What we are now condemning, we are rejecting, and we have been already suffering, not only in Yemen, but also in the south. Peoples, they want at least to secure their own human rights and democracy to say one word. We want only a homeland. We want a homeland in a country in which we can live peacefully. We don't want to fight on behalf of regional or international or world powers. We have all these peoples. If they don't cross our interest, our benefits, our own life in Yemen and the south, I think they will lose their benefits, not only the political, but also the economic also benefits in Yemen. Yemen is now on a fire. If we have to stop the fire, I think that we can stop the fire from its excluding and including the areas, not only the region in the south of Arabic Peninsula, but it will go to the Gulf and furthermore. So the peoples who are watching now Yemen and to watch it abundant, I think they will ever suffer what tomorrow can be happening in their countries.
All right, Mr. Al-Ahmad, my last question to you. When it comes to Yemen, there will always be competing interests and foreign meddling, specifically considering it's in the backyard of Saudi Arabia. So do you think in the long run it might just be easier, as many have pointed out, to go back to the status quo, to split Yemen in north and south?
Well, I don't know. This is the decision that must be decided by Yemenis themselves. You know, we must realize one thing, that borders are not holy. People are holy. So if the Yemenis wanted to go on their own, they should be allowed, as long as this is what they want. They should not be forced to be in one country. You know, people's choices are superior to regional or national borders. You know, like I said, Hadi was elected in a sham elections. Mohamed Morsi of Egypt was elected fairly and squarely, but he's no longer the president. He was overthrown. Right. The same thing here in if we saw the same thing in Yemen. Even if Hadi was elected fairly and squarely, he was overthrown. And the international community moved on in Egypt, and they should move on in Yemen.
Okay, so, let's leave it there. Unfortunately, we run out of time. That was Director of IGA Ali Al-Ahmad joining us from Washington. And joining us from London was writer and academic expert Ali Masfari. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your participation in today's debate. From me and the entire team here in Tehran, it's goodbye.